وبجانب باسي لفاكش ميتخا مأيد مأيد. So, you now says, I'm asking you, ميتخ, مأيد مأيد. Very, very much. So far, two languages of Bakasha. Three, לבקש, מאויד, מאויד, בבקשה גדולה, ועצומה, ושטוחה. So, I'm serious.
The last part was also very serious.
This is serious, but the Gron Shulchan Aruch, I'm saying, you could write four volumes on this sentence over here. Every word, you know, in your Madai, they said a whole chabur today on one word in the Gron Shulchan Aruch. Grossen Matanon, Shaz Vice Matanon Apiroin. Matanon's hold everyone this. Give all shir on one word in the BR Gra in Hachas Ribbis today. So here the Gra uses how many extra words? Basi Lavakesh Meitech. Meoid Meoid. Vakasha Gedola Vatsuma Vishtuch, and I'm like Shatuch in front of you. The what? Take care of our daughters. Chetadrichi as Benoisayich Meoid. That you should give hadrach to your daughters, so his daughters also. Shelo yetz, that what? Shelo yetzay mi piem, that they should not speak klala. Shavua, they shouldn't say shavuas. The kazav is lying. Umachleikas, and getting involved in machleikas. Rak, hakoil, everything should be done. Beshalim, beava, bechiba, benachas. I don't know if he means that they shouldn't fight over the Lego either. I'm not exactly sure what he's coming up. Okay. What degree? What's he talking about exactly? But whatever he's talking about, he's pretty serious about it. Right? So now, there is an interesting shtel over here that the Mepharshim want to know, which is, why did the Gros start off with the Chinuch of the Banos? And what happened to the Chinuch of the Banos? Later, he's going to say, by the way, the sons make sure that they learn. He has that later, but he makes the ikra. So chara the soup shot. The one could be as my someone was asking my daughter something else. So she says something about like what did Tati say or something like that. So my daughter says she's little. So she says no, Tati's in charge of the boys. And mommy's in charge of the girls. So, could be that there's a special achrayas that she has on the girls. So he's giving her that chizuk and that achrayas. But Maisi, he's leaving, so therefore she has achrayas on the boys too. So lechora, that's not a good pshat. So the shtotz over here, an interesting thought from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, says you find in halacha. In the Chumash, you find at least two or three places that the Torah puts an achrayas on the parents for the actions of the daughter. Right? It says, "Esavia hi mechalalas ba'ish tisarif." By what? By Baskayin Shazinsa. You also find it by Anayir Mo'irasa. V'lakchua al Pesach be'savia v'skolu u'skolu. Right? And so is it like chol, not like chol, but tzua, I saw el Pesach be'savia. So also there's a specific responsibility to the avia, to the parents' house. Why? Because the way that the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that the way that the daughter behaves is a much greater reflection of the household than the way the son behaves. The son has his chevra, he goes out. He has his yeshiva, he has his natsiv, and therefore he's much more of a product of his seviva, as opposed to the daughter is much more of a product of her family. This is Rabbi Yaakov's yisoid. And memela, you don't find that when a guy is mezane, all of a sudden you take him to the Beis Avos Seviya. Why not? It's the same thing, right? The answer is because that's just a reflection that the guy got into bad stuff. But if the daughter, that's not a reflection on the parents. So therefore, the primary responsibility of the parents is on the daughter. That's where you have to focus, because that's they're going to pick up everything from you. That's a pure Yaakov shot. Chashvi Yisrael. And he said that's why at the end of Masech the Sukkah, the king of Masech is around us. What?
Marcus also is but the Eshes Koin, no?
Yeah, it's
more than the event.
Right.
So because it's representing
that. Right. Exactly. And also it says by Sukkah, it says at the end that the Bilga, that the Mishmer of Bilga lost their Tabas. Why? Because Miriam Bas Bilga, she Mira Dasa. And she was bait on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, famous Kasha, Mishum, one person can sin or call Mishmaris. And Rabbi in Tigamin, she shusa, the Yinuka, Vashuka, Oidavu, Oidibe. Whatever the speech of the child is in the Shuk is coming from the father and the mother. But you don't find that by his son. You found it by Miriam Bas Bilga. It's the same Yisoid. So therefore, he wants to tie up that the chinuch starts, the chinuch of the daughters is much more hyper-focused at home. Now, that shtim is very good, especially with the grad, that said the girl shouldn't even leave the dog, that shouldn't even leave the house, because Chas Hashem may end up things are betailing. So, you know, so I guess there, all the more so, there, you know, chinuch was coming from home. But even nowadays, it's like that. And that's why all the time always said that if you have a choice of to send, you know, to start a Beis Yaakov, which you start a yeshiva, you always start a Beis Yaakov first. Because daughters have to be home. You know, send them away for high school, you can't do that. The boys, okay, you can send them. What? Now there is another pshat based on what the girl is going to say later. Why is he so exalted? What's the hang up? What's the emphasis? Does someone want to say, because he's going to say later that if they don't listen to you, you should hit them?
Only on the girl, not on the boy.
No, he didn't say that. But he didn't say that later. So it could be that that's not the nature of the mother to use that type of response. So maybe that's why he's like saying, no, listen, you better, you know, he's got to take this seriously. It's a serious responsibility. Never, even if it comes to going against your nature and being tougher than what you normally would be, you got to be tough, which is bad. Sam, even if it's not a hitting, it's really like that. And Mr. Sarah has an amazing bar. He says the way it's supposed to be is that the father's tough and the children run from the father to the mother to get some, you know, love. And it's just the way it's supposed to be. The mother's not supposed to be so tough. She's supposed to be like the cuddly one. And when the father puts his foot down, the mother steps in. And like calms the kid down, and it's all good. He says, my experience nowadays is okay. The women are stressed out. They're either working or teaching or whatever. So especially if they're teachers, they come in, like, you know, this is how it's supposed to be, and they're trained, you know, and they're out there in the world. Either way, they're working. They come in, they're all tired, exhausted, whatever. So then the kids start up, the wife loses patience, starts yelling at the kid, and the father says, come, it's okay, whatever. He said the world is totally backwards. He said that's why he says Kirachim of Albanim, Kain Tirachim. He said, why Kirachim of? He said, Kirachim aim. He says, because Kirachim aim is not good for you. It's too much. It's only good with the balance of that. If you only had the aim, then she's just going to give you unconditional or unbounded love, and it's not good. You need the balance of the father. So you say krachim aval banim. You don't want to say krachim aval banim. It's too much. It's pushing it. So he said, so maybe that's what the girl's saying. Most of the father's leaving. So you have to take on a role of the father and the mother. That's not your nature. So he's already ma'oi that you have to be stiff and you have to be stark to make sure that this chinuch works. Kenzai. My own pshat. Okay, now another fascinating zach
Yeah, but it doesn't answer the question at all. The question we start off is why is he starting with the daughters, not with the sons?
Well, no, I'm not answering that question. I'm answering the question of why is he using so many shalos of makasha. He's asking to do a very big chiddush. He's saying you have to be very careful because I'm asking you to do something against your nature. Okay. Now, if you look carefully, what is the going? What is he so careful that his kids should do? Shalayvaiter dibor. The whole letter was dibor. So I pulled your leg a step. I told you, oh, today we're going to start talking about chinuch. Yeah, chinuch about what? Gufa chinuch about dibor. So he's still talking about that. He's talking about dibor. He's talking about Rambam Tehillim. He's talking about Shabbos Yomtiv. Dibor. Now he's talking about chinuch. Dibor right there. It's unbelievable. And he's putting such an emphasis on this, which we don't even like focus on b'chlal, but he's saying shleitzim mipen klala v'shvua v'chazav u'machloikas. Unbelievable. So this is where he's saying this is where the focus of the chinuch should be. I call b'shal ba'ava v'chiva v'nachas. I remember one time there was Leib L'Achen. One of their events that they did, I don't know if they do it anymore, but there used to be a major Leib L'Achen event every year in Lakewood. They would bring in Gedolim, and one year they brought Reb David Kohen, and another year they brought major Rosh Hashivas. So one of the years, they did a live interview with Ochran Konievsky in his house. So it was 10 p.m. Lakewood time. It's like 4 in the morning. Eretz Yisrael time, and the guy walks into his house straight up. The guy, he's getting washing Negevasser in his bedroom. It was pretty weird, actually. I'm saying, but anyway, so they watched him saying, Tefillah of Birkas Hashachar, and he was saying it with his Rebbetzin back and forth. Amen. Fine. And then they asked a live interview about some certain questions. So one of the things was, he said, we'll talk about this more later, but did the stipler ever pot you? So he said, yeah, once. Right. So he said, what was it for? He said, because I said something wasn't true, wasn't damaged. So he said, that, they're going saying that also. So Shvuah v'chazav. These things is what you have to mechanech early on. You have to mechanech children early on. About these in Yanim. All right, so we'll stop over here, by side. We'll pick it up tomorrow.